UDC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents Urban Scope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
Wondering where to go for fun, excitement, or the opportunity to hang out with family and friends? Or do you just want to explore new places and discover Jamaica's precious gems, such as our beaches and recreational spots? Look no further. The Urban Development Corporation has a variety of recreational facilities, including beaches for your enjoyment. We tell you all about these in today's program. I'm Camille Guthrie. Thanks for tuning in. Since its establishment in March 1968, the Urban Development Corporation, the UDC, has led the development of the island's major urban centers. Central to this has been the upkeep of beaches and the addition and upgrading of recreational facilities to entertain local and overseas visitors. And there is a location for everyone. In the western region, known for its white sand beaches on the coastline of the parishes of Hanover and Westmoreland, is Long Bay Beach. Long Bay Beach Park is found along Negril's sparkling 7-mile white sand beach. It boasts changing facilities, hammocks, picnic benches, and a restaurant selling mainly seafood. Long Bay Beach Park opens daily from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Still in the west, there's the Bluefields Beach Park, covering 16.1 hectares of dazzling white sand beach. Located in Westmoreland, Bluefields Beach Park has the requisite sanitary, changing, and parking facilities. It is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. On the north coast, waterfalls reign supreme. Here, you'll find the jewel of the Caribbean waterfalls, Duns River Falls, one of the island's most outstanding natural treasures. It offers 600 feet of climbing pleasure for thousands of visitors and locals. The Duns River Falls and Park is open daily from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Close to Duns River Falls is the multi-award-winning Green Grotto Caves. This attraction includes a guided tour through an active cave system. The experience is an educational, historic, and cultural adventure. Let's travel to the eastern side of the island and explore Reach Falls in Portland. These quaint falls are situated in a luxurious tropical park found almost 5 miles above Manchineel, a small fishing village. The attraction features a cascading waterfall, picnic area, and a nature trail. The lush greenery of the montane forest and the refreshing pool beneath the waterfall guarantee a memorable experience. Reach Falls is open Wednesday to Sunday, and on all public holidays, opening hours are 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. To the southern region, the UDC manages attractions on the ecologically rich landscape of St. Catherine. Two Sisters Caves in Helsher St. Catherine is open on request to groups of 50 and more. Formed from a collapsed limestone cavern, the caves are home to an interesting array of life forms such as the greater bulldog or fisherman bat, the blue crab, tiki tiki, or big mouth sleeper, as well as several migratory birds. For beach lovers, there is Fort Clarence. The 16-hectare Fort Clarence Beach Park in Helsher St. Catherine is popular for family fun days and picnics. It's an ideal relaxation spot for residents of Helsher, Portmore, Spanish Down, and Kingston. During the Easter weekend, the beach will be open daily from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Now to our Did You Know feature. Did you know that the Green Grotto Caves served as a haven for runaway slaves in the 18th century and was used by smugglers to transport arms to Cuba between the two world wars? For further information on the developmental projects being carried out by the UDC, call 922-8310 or visit the website at udcja.com. You can also walk into the UDC's Information Center, located at Head Office, 12 Ocean Boulevard, Kingston. That's it for this week's Urban Scope. I am Camille Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.